Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Daya Babu Pada Daya Babu Pada Babu Pada Daya Babu Pada Daya Daya Babu Pada Babu Pada Babu Pada Daya Babu Jai Om Shripad Paramahansa Puri Vajagataya Ashtitari Siddha Sri Simad His Divine Grace is Khan Kamilacharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Jai Om Shripad Paramahansa Puri Vajagataya Ashtitari Siddha Sri Simad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Prabhupada Jai Om Shripad Paramahansa Puri Vajagataya Ashtitari Siddha Sri Simad Gorkashura Jaswabhaji Maharaj Jai Om Shripad Paramahansa Puri Vajagataya Sri His Divine Grace is gone, founded Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Their Lordship Sisi Radha Radhanath ki, Sisi Lakshmi Narasimha Dev ki, Param Vidayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Transcendental Book Distribution ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gop Premanandi. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. Ganal Shalakaya. Chakshur Militam Jainatas Maya Sigurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobisdam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale. Shwayam Rupakadamayam Dadantisva Padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivrindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Nama Nama. Om Hem Shrom Om Farom Tataka Hataka Keshika Jalat. Parika Lochana Vadharika Naka Sparsa Diva Singha Namostate. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for their wonderful offerings. Often I was hearing the offerings and I was wondering, who are they talking about? I'd also like to thank my godbrothers, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Partha Babu and Raghavir Babu for being present here, as well as many guests, well-wishers and friends. Actually, to be quite honest, I don't feel qualified to receive such honor, and certainly I'm not. But at least for the disciples, it is the duty of the disciple to honor and praise the spiritual master in such a way as a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I'm thinking that if they see anything at all wonderful in their spiritual master, that can only be but a reflection of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. One time Prabhupada told us, you are all my parts and parcels. So the part, by the mercy of the whole, may have some qualities of the whole. So I can truly say that Srila Prabhupada's mercy is all that I am made of, whatever is there. We should give credit where credit is due. Prabhupada is like the sun. Just like the sun is reflected within a mirror, sometimes a small child can state it in logic. He can capture the shining, he can capture the moon in a mirror. So the reflection, of course, can ever be compared to the original object of light. So I don't feel that actually I have any of the qualities which have been so wonderfully and heartfeltly described by my disciples and my dear godbrothers and friends and well-wishers, but I'd like to have them. I wouldn't like to have them so that I could be known as a great devotee, but I would like to have them so that I could serve my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, in the way that he expects me to serve him. So in that sense, I can pray to all of you to please help me develop those exalted qualities which have been mentioned today, so that I can be the proper servant of my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, and thereby help my disciples as well. That is my duty to Srila Prabhupada. It is my service to Srila Prabhupada. It is why I have accepted this service to his lotus feet, to help his grandchildren. And I feel that if I can connect Prabhupada's grandchildren to his lotus feet, to our Guru Parampara, then my service is successful. Actually, as I was hearing many of the statements, I was completely surprised how anyone can see those things. And rather, I was thinking that the offerings actually give me a goal to strive for. We want to be fixed up devotees so that we can spread the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our life and soul. Is the only reason that we live in this material world is to continue the mission of our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So I was seeing the offerings and the readings and the qualities mentioned as a goal to strive for, a vision of myself in the future, hopefully the near future. So in that regard, I thank my disciples. Actually, sometimes it is said, that the disciple can never repay the debt to the spiritual master. But when I hear the wonderful offerings, so realized offerings, I'm thinking back in the beginning of the movement when I first joined in the early 70s, the quality of the offerings, compared to the quality of the offerings now, surely so many devotees are receiving Srila Prabhupada's mercy through this Guru Parampara, this disciplic succession, because there's many wonderful realizations. So I thank my disciples for encouraging me in that way. Again, it's stated that the disciple can never repay the debt to the guru. But I'm thinking how I can reciprocate with my disciples. They're the ones who are working so hard to follow the instructions which I am trying to pass down from Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. They're the ones who are distributing the books and actually the ones who are putting on the festivals. All the hard work is being done by disciples and friends and congregation and well-wisher. We're just sitting in the office pushing the pen, so to speak. So I'm often amazed at that wonderful effort. I think how I can reciprocate with their love for their spiritual master. And the only way I think I can reciprocate is to actually imbibe the true qualities of a devotee so that I can inspire them more. And in this way, we can go on inspiring each other to complete the perfect plan of Srila Prabhupada to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. One time Prabhupada said, I have a plan to take over the world in 18 days. And the devotees inquired, how do we do that, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, well, you're not ready yet. So in the small part I play in Srila Prabhupada's mission, I hope I can become qualified in order to assist Srila Prabhupada by helping my disciples advance in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in the true spirit of humility, he once or several times he said that he saw his own disciples as gurus. Now, how can the great Acharya Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati see his own disciples as guru, Well, that can be seen in the character of a person who wasn't even his disciple. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was preaching, at one period there was this one man who used to follow around and come to all the lectures. And after every lecture, a very beautiful, elegant, Krishna-conscious lecture to the point of bringing everyone to the Siddhanta of surrender to Krishna, this man would stand up and challenge Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in a very, not a very nice way. He tried to put Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati on the spot. Of course, he couldn't do it. And he was very agitating, and all the disciples were very angry at this rascal. Is always bothering our Guru Maharaj like this. So it came to pass several years later that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was in his quarters and he heard a great festival taking place down below in the main quarters. He thought to himself, this is not a festive day. Why is everyone in such good spirits? So he came downstairs and he asked, what is the reason for this festive occasion? And one of his disciples stood up and said, Guru Maharaj, that rascal who was always challenging you, causing you so much trouble in your lectures, he died today. And they laughed like that. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he became very moved, and his face blushed, and tears began streaming down his face. And the whole audience became still, became silent. Could not understand, why is Guru Maharaj shedding tears like this? So after some time, one disciple, very meekly, he said, but Guru Maharaj, why are you crying? This man was such a rascal. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no, he was my guru. He taught me tolerance. So, what to speak, he said one time, even his own disciples were like his guru. Why? Because they obliged him to act as a perfect devotee. There's no doubt that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not a Paramahansa, Mahabhagavata devotee. But in his humility, he expressed like that. The great acharyas are teaching us through their exalted example. So, he said that the disciples are obliging him to be a perfect devotee. What is a perfect devotee, a perfect spiritual master, representative of the Supreme Lord? Tad viginatam sagurum eva vigachet samit panishrotim brahmanishtam. That is described in the Upanishads. That to learn transcendental knowledge, one must approach the spiritual master, the Lord's representative. The symptoms of such a spiritual master is that he is expert at understanding Vedic knowledge, and he is always engaged in the service of Lord Shri Krishna. So by hearing the words of my disciples today, I'm also thinking like that, that Prabhupada is actually instructing me through them. Because Prabhupada wants nothing less than perfection amongst his followers, be they disciples or grand disciples or grand-grand disciples. Because only one who is perfected like that can actually be empowered to spread the Sankirtan movement, which is the very desire of Śrīla Prabhupāda. For no other reason he has come to this world to preach Krishna consciousness. So those of us who have inherited his mission, we must come to the topmost standard of Krishna consciousness, lest we cheat our beloved founder, Acharya. Of course, Śrīla Prabhupāda is very patient, and he's very merciful. But we should not take advantage of that patience and that mercy. One time Śrīla Prabhupāda, he was translating his books at 1:30 in the morning. He walked into where his servants were sleeping, sound asleep. They'd been working hard all day long. So Prabhupada walked in, he began kicking one of them. Very unusual. So that devotee, Shuddhakirti, he woke up, Prabhupada's disciple. He woke up, he said, Prabhupada, why are you kicking me? Prabhupada said, why are you sleeping? Why aren't you a pure devotee yet? Why aren't you a pure devotee yet? You know, he's trying to wake up. But Prabhupada, I'm trying. Why are you not a pure devotee yet? So in one sense, Prabhupada is very like a kind father, bringing us from the infancy of spiritual life to more advanced stages. But Also, that other mood was exhibited, that he's impatiently waiting for all of us to come to the highest level of devotional service so we can get the real work done. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shangopanga Shiparshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasaham. To spread the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So many heartfelt and wonderful and realized offerings, I hope, will serve that purpose, at least for myself. I pray to Srila Prabhupada, I will not hear such praise and think that I am qualified, because then I become unqualified. But I do hope that I can become qualified, and I thank my disciples, and especially my godbrothers, who have given me a very high standard to achieve now, and that together we can be successful in preaching Krishna consciousness. Actually, to be quite frank, I never desired this service. To have to accept praise, it's very dangerous, because we are conditioned souls. And to accept that praise, to have to accept the absolute position, to accept the karma, which breaks our youth. I was never thinking, I did not want the position, but then I knew that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to take the role. So then very eagerly I accepted it. Just like, although in the beginning I went spontaneously on Sankirtan, I remember the first night I was sitting upstairs and I heard a rumor that the temple president was going to send me on Sankirtan. I'd never been, it was like 2 days in the temple, and I was shaking in fear that I would actually have to go out on Sankirtan and preach. But then I went out, and within a few moments, it was so wonderful. It was like a whole new world, which I'd never experienced by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And from that moment on, whenever there was a challenge, I realized that challenge just brings us to a higher stage of devotional service. And that we shouldn't be afraid of taking on service for Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. That's their mercy. That by doing that service, we're forced to come up to higher levels of Krishna consciousness to qualify ourselves. So to do it properly, I beg all the mercy of my godbrothers who are infinitely more advanced than me. And I beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas and Shishi Radha Radhanath and my worshipable deity, Srisi Lakshmana Sringadeva, that I can actually imbibe those qualities which are simply there as a reflection now of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And one other thing I wanted to say was that I also had the wonderful realization today of how nice is the guru-disciple relationship. The service and the love that is exchanged between a spiritual master and his disciples is on the transcendental platform. And actually, that love and service that is exchanged between spiritual master and disciple is the awakening of our original love for Krishna. We cannot go to Krishna directly. We can only go to Krishna through his servants. And our conditioned nature is that we're adverse to service. Because when we did service in the material world, we were always disappointed. In every case, whether we served family, we served society or humanity at large, whatever service we did, even service to our own senses and mind, we always found it disappointing. So we're adverse to service, but somehow or other we have to come to the point of again awakening our original service attitude to the Supreme Lord. That is our original constitutional position. How to get us to the point, that point? That is the mercy of the Lord's representative. By somehow being tricked into their service, just like Prabhupada said, I tricked you by giving you prasadam and this wonderful chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We didn't know what we were getting into. If someone had told me, you know, actually what was the fact, accepted Krishna as he is, because Prabhupada is a perfect transparent via medium. And the full beauty, the transcendental beauty of Lord Krishna became manifested through Srila Prabhupada, and we were captured, never to go back to the material world. And then we became very gratefully and very happily, we became the menial servants of our spiritual master. And none of us will ever regret it, ever, because that is Prabhupada's wonderful mercy. So through that menial service, we're beginning to understand how nice it is to actually be a servant. I want to be a servant. I don't want to be independent. Everyone is crying for independence. They want to be independent from God. They want to be independent. They want political independence, sexual independence, women's liberation. This country wants to be free. That everyone wants to become independent. That is the mood of the conditioned soul. It is a reflection of their original desire to be independent of God. But we want to become dependent. Whereas they are going out on the streets and marching for their independence, we are going out on the streets begging for our dependence. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. As we said in class the other day, Srila Prabhupada translated the Maha Mantra in a very unique way. In Boston in 1969, Bhakta Michael, I don't know who he became, maybe he's a GBC now, but Bhakta Michael said, Swamiji, what does it mean, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna? Why always is it the same over and over? And Prabhupada said, it means my friend, my friend, my friend. So we are appealing to the Supreme Lord, please make us dependent upon you. Please give us the taste again for devotional service to your lotus feet. Please free us from the prison house of the shackles of material existence. So how do we become, how does that divine relationship, how is it awoken? How do we get the inspiration? How do we get the taste? By the mercy of our spiritual master. Because he is the Lord's representative. By serving him, in effect, we are serving the Supreme Lord. We cannot go directly, we serve the representative. So by serving our spiritual master, again, that blissful, ecstatic, hopeful relationship is awoken. And that I was actually experiencing today. How the disciples are offering so much service, how much indebted I feel to them, how much love they were feeling. And I know that by the quality of those offerings, that they are also experiencing these same, these are transcendental emotions. And I thank them for that. And I request my disciples to please continue serving like this. We should desire nothing less than 100%. That was Srila Prabhupada's mood. Some devotees say that I'm always engaged all the time. They must not see me all the time. But I do know for a fact that Prabhupada was like that. And there wasn't a spare moment in his life where he was not engaged in distributing this wonderful process of love of Godhead, not only to his disciples, but to the whole world. So let us take up that mood of Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam means no hesitation, no reservations. Just complete surrender to the order of Guru and Krishna. Then our lives will become perfect and we will become qualified to go out and preach and make others' lives perfect. We must always remember that this is a missionary movement. We should have no selfish motivations. We should give our very life and soul to the spiritual master and have him engage us 100% in the Sankirtan movement of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. So thank you very much again. Actually, I thought when I was receiving this book, I would just read through it one time because I was afraid, you know, to hear that. But I was speaking with Raghavir Prabhu this morning, and I was saying this, that I was hoping that these offerings would encourage me. So I'm going to keep the book, and I promise that to those disciples who are here and to those disciples who are not here, who are in other countries, I promise that I will read each and every offering and I will take it to heart and I will keep this book as a source of inspiration throughout the entire year. And I would like to offer a special mention of thanks to Srinathji Panchali and Champak Lata Dasi and family for a very beautiful and very wonderful Vyasa Puja book. It's so nicely done. I can only imagine how much, I was going to say hard work, but I'll say how much devotion went into this book, so I thank you very much. And I'd like to thank everybody, but time does not allow, so just please accept my most humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.